Right now, we want to go back to the phones. We're going to Joe in Morristown, New Jersey, listening on Sirius XM. Joe, how's it going today?
Hi, it's good. Thanks.
Tell us what's going on and how we can help you.
Okay, so I have a teenage daughter who's about to be 18 and loves to remind me because she's looking forward to all the freedoms that comes with it. But we've had, like, just a challenging relationship since she's been younger, and she's always been really, really challenging to parent. I think she's, you know, she can be deceitful and manipulative, and I feel like she has a lot of narcissistic tendencies. And I'm struggling with the fact that she's getting ready to leave my house. Well, she's got a whole year because she's a senior, but she'll be 18 in a few weeks.
Yeah.
So there's this struggle of like, okay, you're still my child, but like soon in your eyes, you're going to be an adult and technically you will be. So how do I balance that? But then I guess I also struggle too with the fact because I feel like she's got these narcissistic tendencies, there's a lot of arguing. There's a lot of unwillingness to accept responsibility and, like I said, manipulation. And
Joe, let me ask a quick question here, if you don't mind me jumping in. Is how aware is your daughter of her own emotional life or internal world?
I feel like she lives in a fantasy world.
Okay, that's super helpful.
I don't think she's really in touch with a lot of reality.
And do you know what she is fearful of? What would be your daughter's primary fear in life?
Potentially being unknown.
Okay.
I don't know that she would voice that, but I'm looking at her. I see that that's something that is important to her, like being known and being seen by people.
Okay. Yeah.
Were you just, were you able to listen to the conversation with Cynthia that we just had?
The one with the ex or the one before that with the narcissist?
Yeah, the one with
I just jumped on it. I didn't hear all of it. I just heard the tail end and something you said. You mentioned Darvo and
We had a previous program where we mentioned that. Yeah.
So anyway, I guess what I want to say is I think you're right. I think your daughter is afraid. I think your daughter has some real issues around not being seen. But I think there's a secondary and maybe at the same value issue is I think your daughter has a real fear of being controlled.
That was what I expected you to say when
I wrote it down. Yeah, like you thought she was going to say being controlled. Yeah. So did I. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So just putting our little superpower together, the three of us, you, Jackie, and myself, right now, and maybe even earlier on, you might have a child who I don't believe is necessarily narcissistic. I think it's easy to go out to the internet and try to put all these labels on people, and then it just gives us more, I don't know, more horsepower to go in at them and with this information. But I think she might be, and I'm not going to diagnose her, but I'm wondering if she's in the neurodivergent category. And what I'm saying is there are young people that grow up in families where they're somewhere on the spectrum of OCD. They've got incredibly brilliant minds. And they've got a lot of opinions, and they've got they're kind of leaders. They can be headstrong, they can be oppositional, argumentative, and they have brains that are very, very smart and sneaky. And so if you have a child who is growing up, and this is genetic, this comes from somewhere. I don't know if it's from you or from her dad or from grandparents, but these kids can be very misunderstood in their need to be in charge and to be in control. There's a book called Love and Logic. And it is a really good book when you're parenting kids like this, because they need to have choices with empathy. With kids like this that are neurodivergent, if you try to say one thing, they will go the other direction.
Yeah.
And so you get caught in these power struggles and headstrong struggles that are never ending. But it's really not their fault. It's how their brain is wired.
So, Joe, I have a 13-year-old who's similar. And one of the things that terrified me is that he really struggled with empathy. And working in my field, that's a key sign. You know, that defiance, the deceitfulness, and then the lack of empathy was this thing of like, oh my goodness, you know, my wife and I would ask, are we raising a narcissist? And, you know, feeling out of control with that. But here's what I've learned, is that I learned if I give my son enough space to work through the control, to work through the decisions, and to stay with them long enough and not correct them for a while, he usually, after he understands the why and it makes sense to him, he gets empathy on the back end, not the front end. He does not lead with empathy, but he does eventually get there. And that helps me understand, oh, he can get it. It's going to take a while.
And Sherry was talking about neurodivergence. Does that term resonate for you? Are you familiar with the term neurodivergence?
A little bit, yeah. And I had asked a couple teachers growing up because we had certain struggles. I'd asked several times, do you think she's on the spectrum? Do you think she has like ADHD? And all of her teachers, every single time, and every counselor we went to said no.
Well, that's because she has OCD, it's different. Yeah. If she's on the spectrum of that, OCD gets a bad rap, and people think it's, you know, I just think if you wonder about that, and it's not like OCPD, personality disorder, she might be on the spectrum of OCD. Mm-hmm. So they see her being responsible or doing things or finishing and not.
She's not struggling in the way that they are looking for with learning disabilities.
Yeah.
Hers is more interpersonal, and she might get stuck in it needs to be this way. Why don't you understand me? Or I don't understand you. And I love what Chris said. It warmed my heart, made me so excited, because I work with so many people who are on the spectrum in various ways and don't find out until they're adults, and they've struggled in their relationship with their parents and at school with friends because they interact differently with information. And so she might be sharing something with you, and you have a way things should be done as you're trying to parent her, and she is needing to logic it out first, and she can feel about it maybe later, but she won't even get to the feeling if this fight happens in which she's being told this very real, very true thing inside of her isn't.
Oh, and we can't forget that she's 17.
Yeah. Oh, right? And she's 17 on top of everything else.
So part of that is she's working this out, Joe, and that could be very difficult.
I was going to add to the logic piece. Yeah. Right? Because she's like, logically, I'm 18. So at 18, I should be able to do X, Y, Z. What I would recommend, though, is having a conversation in which she gets to help you paint a picture of what 18, while still living in your house, looks like for her. You paint a picture of what it looks like for you. And maybe how we love could be helpful, and how we love our kids could be helpful
having a conversation. Then go buy the book Love and Logic and read it before you enter into this conversation. Mm-hmm. It's going to help you. You're going to go, oh my goodness. And they have Love and Logic for teens. So
absolutely.
Get that one.
Well, and what I would just encourage you is that it doesn't have to be logical to you for it to be logical to her.
And that's what she's fighting against.
And that's
spoken
what she's
from
fighting.
A parent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's
so
doing the
Joe,
same thing.
We cheer you on as a parent and as a mom who loves her daughter really, really well. But working out that love, it takes some guidance. It takes some help. And we just cheer you on as you do that and continue on your journey.